In Memoriam of Edwin Whiting. By Mary Emma Whiting. Let all remember the 9th of September, dear brothers, sisters, relatives all, 'twas the day our father, Edwin Whiting, was born. To his life your attention I wish to call. He came here to Utah when the land was a desert. He must have worked hard with hands and with brain. He succeeded in making the desert to blossom, although a large family he had to maintain. We know that frail man could have never accomplished what God in his wisdom saw fit to exact, had they not been like children, so humble and constant, and held themselves ready on his counsel to act. Our father had helpmates who were willing and useful, who worked hard to help every way they could. But he was the father, the head of the family, on whom all relied for their shelter and food. No doubt he was fretful and oft-times impatient. We've heard that he worried when really no need. But who among us, placed in similar conditions, could equal our sire in word or in deed? He brought up his family both honest and truthful, industrious and careful during all of that strife. Nearly all have held fast to the truths of the gospel. He prized most dearly all the days of his life. He brought to this land choice fruits and rare flowers. He indeed made it blossom like a beautiful rose. And we venture to say there's no town in these valleys, but what in some orchard a Whiting tree grows. And the trees, like the man, have a good reputation. We've heard them ourselves often mentioned with pride. They stand here as landmarks of truth and industry, ever bearing witness of his deeds on this side. A tree stands in Manti that's a type of his manhood. It is straight and erect, with its head lifted high, like the hand of the righteous. It ever points upward to that being who reigns beyond the blue sky. His faith, like its roots, held him firm in the gospel. His life, like its trunk, was as straight as a die. Though fierce blew the winds, while the storms raged about him, he never was known to sway to one side. But like that pine tree his own hand had planted, he stood firm and erect all the days of his life, and the deeds of our father, should we all choose to follow, will bear us safely from this world of strife. His children, like its branches, cling close together, have kept near each other, though they scarcely know why. There's a brotherly feeling that binds them together, a love for each other which none can deny. No, he was not rich in the world's gold and silver. No monument stands to proclaim his fair name, but a great living monument of true sons and daughters, with hosts of bright children to honor his name. He has gone to his rest and we now see his splendor. One by one his sons as gems are laid down, and someday in future will be called to remember. We too must be jewels, if we help make his crown.